Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Reds were on the radio last night and have now won two in a row. They beat the Brewers at the Great American Ballpark 4-3. The Reds' bats only had four hits. That was enough to beat the first-place Brewers for the second night in a row and win the three-game series. Cincinnati will look for the sweep tonight. We'll have Marty Brenneman's pregame for you at 7 p.m. Reds, four hits. I guess we'll call this economical. Scooter Gennett, he hit a two-run home run against his former club. We've told you the story. Gennett was waived by the Brewers, one of the final cuts in spring training. Said they didn't fit their plans. Well, he's only two home runs away from his career best after he hit his 12th on Wednesday night. But it was Billy Hamilton causing the havoc and breaking a 3-3 tie after Drew Storen gave up a home run in the eighth. Hamilton stole second and third. Adam Duvall, the big power hitter, right? Well, it was a swinging bunt. An infield single that scored Hamilton. Raisel Iglesias pitched out of a jam, including a attempted double steal by the Brewers that ended the game. Runners on first and third. Let your professional hitters take care of it, won't you? Nope. They tried the steal, and Tucker Barnhart throws out the runner attempting to steal to end the game, and that one belongs to the Reds. Great pitching performance from the youngster Castillo. He did not get the win. The win is overrated, as we know in baseball statistics. But Luis Castillo went 5 2/3. He gave up two earned runs, three walks, but he struck out nine. Everything dancing in the upper 90s through 107 pitches. His ERA is 3.38 over 10 innings this season and two starts. Reds and Brewers tonight, game three. Reds looking for the sweep. Marty Brenneman's pregame, 7 p.m. right here on WGCL. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Big Ten Female Athlete of the Year is Indiana University sophomore Lily King. Why is this a big deal? Well, she is the first woman in IU history to win this prestigious award. It's been handed out since 1983, and she becomes the first Hoosier to do so. And she's just a sophomore. She becomes a sixth overall winner in the history of Indiana University athletics, joining Jim Spivey, Sunder Nix, Steve Alford, Anthony Thompson, and Derek Druin in 2013. That's some company to keep. There's not a doubt in anybody's mind why she is in that company. What an unbelievable summer she had in Rio. In her first Olympics, all she did was pick up two gold medals, one in the 100-meter breaststroke and the other in the 4x100-meter relay. Not bad for a college freshman. She's a four-time NCAA champion that defended her titles in both the 100 and 200 breaststroke, becoming the first swimmer or diver in Big Ten history, to win four individual titles. The Hoosier swimmer is now competing in Indianapolis this week at the U.S. Swimming National Championships. All she did on a boring old Wednesday yesterday was set the school record in the 200-meter breaststroke. Her victory today guarantees her a spot on Team USA, which will participate in the World Championships in Budapest coming up later this summer. That was one of her goals when we talked to her earlier in the year on Sports Talk with Joe Smith. And just like the rest of them, she has achieved it. Congratulations to Lily King and being the first woman in Indiana athletics history to claim the Big Ten Female Athlete of the Year. Reds on the radio tonight as they look to sweep the first-place Brewers at the Great American Ballpark. Marty Brenneman's pregame starts at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.